Shmuel Hanavi commanded Shaul HaMelech to eradicate, to destroy Amalek. And even though we know that the Torah tells us in Parashat Vayechi, Lo Yosor Sheva MiYehuda, kingship will come from Sheva Yehuda, yet the first king, Shaul, was from Shevet Binyamin. And he was commanded to eradicate Amalek. And in fact, Shaul did a majority of the job, in fact, even 90% of the job. He destroyed 90% of Amalek, except he left over some sheep, some animals, and as well he left over King Melech Agag, wasn't killed as well. And when Shmuel goes to Shaul and says, what's going on here? So Shaul says, I did everything. What do you want? Kiyamti Dvar Hashem. In fact, it's interesting. Pshat, why did Shaul, even though Shaul knew he left, he left over the sheep and he left over Agag. So someone to point out, Derek Drush, that the Gemara tells us in Megillah that when Haman made the decree, Lahashmi Lahagur is called Yehudim, Taf Vinashim, he accomplished more than the 48 male prophets and the 7 female prophets. In other words, when the prophets gave Musar, nothing happened. However, once they got the decree, all of a sudden they woke up and did tshuva. So I said, what are you talking about? I did a good thing. And because of me, there was a Haman, and Haman got to choose to do tshuva. However, that wasn't the plan. So either way, so that's how someone learned. But he says, what do you mean you did? I hear animals, etc. And we'll go more into it in a minute. So we see, that was it. After Shmuel rebuked Shaul HaMelech, and he said, you do wrong, that's it. You're out. Even though it's baseball season, 3 strikes and you're out. But Shaul HaMelech got 1 strike. And in fact, why did he give the mitzvah? Like, if there's a mitzvah in our Torah to eradicate a Amalek, like, why do I need Shmuel? So the different Mefarshim say is because the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that 3 things the king is commanded. One is the Jewish people. Okay, one is to appoint a king. 2 is to eradicate a Amalek, and 3 is to build the temple. So once they appointed a king, so Shmuel is reminding them, this is the way, this is online for. So that's the thing which was Shaul HaMelech. In contrast to another king, David HaMelech. So we see Shaul sinned and he was removed from office. Yeah, we know David did a terrible sin as well, or at least maybe, as we'll see, not literally a sin, but morally a sin, that David appeared to commit adultery, not technical adultery, as we'll say, because it says whoever says David sinned is wrong, because technically, as we'll see, Uriachiti, Bathsheba's husband, gave a conditional get, like all people, but... So what happened was David saw her bathing, he was attracted to her, and he committed adultery, and he got her pregnant. So he wanted Uriachiti to come back, but he wouldn't come back. So he refused to come back. He was Morid B'malchus, he was rebelling against the kingship, so he put him on the front lines, and he didn't kill him, but the thing was Ammon, the nation to the world, whoever they were fighting, killed him. And then David went ahead and married Bathsheba. So, and then, already at this point, there is no Shmuel HaNavi, so it's Nathan HaNavi. So Nathan HaNavi rebukes David. So, literally, David didn't do anything wrong. What do I mean is, number one, all soldiers, they divorce their wives out tonight. If they don't come back, it's a good divorce. And, he was a Morid B'malchus, but from what happened, and David sinned, and he was punished. Actually, the child from Bathsheba died. Eventually, he had Shlomo HaMelech from Bathsheba, but that wasn't the child. And Avshalom, one of the sons of David, was trying to kill him, so he had a lot of Agmas Nefesh. Yet, even though he seemed to do a terrible sin of getting someone killed, adultery, it seems to be at first glance worse than Shaul's sin of just leaving over a king and some sheep, yet David did not lose his kingship, and in fact, Shlomo HaMelech took over. So, and in fact, when the Rambam writes that the Mashiach will come from David, it means from Shlomo. David had many kids, but it comes from the Shlomo angle. So, and in fact, that's what the Chazal tell us, or the Mefreshim point out, when Shlomo is the one who instituted Eishes Chayil, that we sing every Friday night, he had many wives. Which wife was he talking about? He actually wasn't talking about any of it. Maybe he had them in mind also. But actually, the Eishes Chayil was going on his mom, Bathsheba. What a tzaddikah she was. So that's the Shaila. How come, when it comes to King David, King Shaul HaMelech, it's one strike and you're out, he sinned with Agag and left the sheep over and no second chances? Yeah, when it comes to David HaMelech, he stayed on, it seems to be a worse sin, but even if you're going to say it's the same. So there's a famous answer from Rabbi Yosef Albo, one of the famous Spanish philosophers. In fact, he had one of the most popular svarim around. It's not so popular today. It's long articles, but the Akedat Yitzchak, he had some major debates with the Rambam. And people like learning his sefer over Rambam, over Nebuchim. And he had an argument with the Rambam that there are only 13 Ikari Amunah, there are only three, even though they agree. Rabbi Yosef Albo agrees to all the 13 points of the Rambam. He just says they're not an Ikar, they're like a branch. That's why it's Sefer HaIkrim, Sefer HaIkarim. The Rambam's confusing the Ikarim with the branches. Nevertheless, so the Akedas Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef Albo, points out that there's a fundamental difference. He actually has two answers. His first answer is the fundamental difference between Shaulson and Davidson. He says because Shaulson was a king, was a sin which involved his job, the Malchus. In other words, it was the job of the king to eradicate Amalek and to kill Agag and the sheep. So Shaul did not fulfill the job of the Melech. Masha Inkain, David HaMelech, even if you assume the sin was worse, but it was a personal sin. In other words, it had nothing to do with being the king. I mean, indirectly it might have, because he wouldn't have been Morid B'malchus if he wasn't the king, and maybe wouldn't have the power to put on the front lines. But fundamentally, adultery had nothing to do with, he could have committed adultery without being a king. It's not limited to being a king. So, in fact, we recently had a big impeachment. We had impeachment trials, or whatever you call them, even though he was acquitted on both. Donald Trump, in the Constitution, so they talk about high crimes and misdemeanors. So it talks about what a president can get impeached for. So it's high crimes and misdemeanors. And among the scholars, some point out that it's only if it's a crime that involves him as being president. But if it's a personal, if it's a personal crime, so maybe he'll have to go to jail, maybe he won't, but it's nothing to do with, not every crime is impeachable, only certain crimes. So if it's a crime that involves him as abusing, or whatever the definitions are of his role as president, but a personal breaking of the law, that might not warrant impeachment. So that's how they explain with the mashal that there were two scribes that the king have, one scribe made a mistake and the king killed him or sent him away, and the other scribe, he let him stay on. What was the difference? The one scribe, he was writing up a union for a wedding, so he wrote that even two people couldn't get married. He wrote up, so the document was fine, but who used it wasn't fine. And the other scribe forged the document. So the one who forged the document, the king got, I can't trust the guy, because he's forging documents. The document's not even good. The other one, they wrote a good document. It was just that they was used for the wrong purpose. In other words, the Yosef Albo says that Shaul, it's Mida Kenegan Mida, so to speak. Shaul violated his role as a king, as a melech. Okay, so if you sinned as a king, you'll get deposed as a king. But David HaMelech's crime was as a yachid, not as a melech, and therefore that's why he wasn't thrown out. Again, the difficulty with that is it was indirectly had to do with him being a king, because he with Morid B'Malchus and sending Uriachiti to the front lines. So either way, that's one pshat. So the first pshat is difference between a private sin and a public sin. The second thing is that no, we have to assume the sins were the same. Let's not make a distinction public-private. It wasn't because of the sin that Shaul was thrown out. It's what happened after the sin. That Shaul was in denial when the Navi came to him and said, so what's going on? Did you listen to the command? Of course I did. All right, so what's the sheep I hear, all that noise? I was afraid of the people who wanted it. So we see two steps of Shaul. He was first denied it, and then the next best thing to do is, if you can't deny it anymore, you blame others. We see many politicians take that route. So therefore, the problem with Shaul is denial, and then you blame others. And therefore, that's why Shaul wasn't given another chance. Because if you're a leader, you got to take responsibility. Like, in contrast to David HaMelech. David HaMelech said that even though, strictly speaking, David married Bathsheba, so the Nasan HaNavi, because Shmuel wasn't alive anymore, said, I want to ask you a question. He gave him a parable. There was a rich man who had hundreds of animals, and there was a poor man. And he was having a big party, and he, instead of slaughtering his own animal, he took the one of the poor person. What do you think of this person? He's a narcissist. He's evil. He's selfish. He deserves punishment. So Nasan HaNavi said, you are the guy. You had so many wives. You could get anything, and you took this person's wife. So even though Bnei Amon killed him, it's like you killed him. So what was David? See, David, who had all the excuses in the world, that he was Morid B'Malchus, or that she wasn't really married, because they had to get out tonight, he says, Chatasi Le'elokim, I am a sinner. I'm wrong. No excuses. I'm not blaming anyone else. It's on me. It's my bad, as they say. And therefore, if you're going to be a Jewish leader, one of the most important things is you have to be moda ala emes. You have to be able to take responsibility. No easy task, as we saw. Well, Yosef Shevet Mi Yehuda, as we see, that's what happened with Yehuda and Tamar. That Tamar was willing to give up her life, and Yehuda said, "No, she's a greater tzaddik than me." He was moda ala emes. A very embarrassing thing. No one else would have known. It's one thing to come admit it when you know you're going to get caught. I mean, I guess that's also a certain level. But when you know, let's say, when you don't think you're going to get caught, let's say there's no one's ever going to know, and yet you come out and you're moda ala emes. So that shows greatness. And that's what, I think there's a famous story with a couple of Gedolim. I'm not sure if it was Rav Chaim in Volozhin, where he, when he came into Bechina, when not Bechina, but he came in to apply for the jobs. He had other Rabbanim, all the Rabbanim from all over on the board, and he was giving a shiur. And then he just, in the middle, he just stopped. He said, no, it's wrong. So, in fact, Rav Soloveitchik used to do that all the time, but either somebody asked him a shayla, he said, are you right? The mahalach doesn't work. And apparently he put his head down for like a half an hour, I guess, think about it, and then come back. The Rav Chaim said, this was his, to get into the top yeshiva in the world, and he said, and no one else realized he made a mistake, only he knew. So that guru, we want to hire you, they say a similar story of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when he applied to the yeshiva. Also, somebody asked him a shayla, he said, good, and then he went home saying it didn't work out, and then he got the job, because they love his quality of being Moda ala emes. And we know it's much, and as well, they, as the Mefarshim point out, that another famous story was Rav Chaim, where the person went to a din Torah, I guess, for whether a chicken it was kosher or not, and let's say, and the Rav said it was treif, and the guy was willing to lose $1,000. But there was a din Torah with someone else, and it was over $100, and he went crazy. So Rav Chaim, the difference is because when you got to give up $1,000, okay, so that was it. What could I do? It's not kosher, but to lose to him, it's one thing me not being right, but to lose to him, that's a different level. Or like they say in the bar, they used to, when a person says, yeah, you're right, no. Don't say you are right, say I am wrong. It's much harder to say I am wrong than you are right. So that's the quality of a kingship in Yisroel, and that's why, you know, even the great rabbis, Rashi, who's a commentator on Chumash, as well as on all the Gemaras, I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Gilyon HaShas mentions about 30 times where Rashi says, I don't know what it means. Shaila's like, who asked him? He didn't write on everything. He could have just skipped it. Because he wanted to tell people it's okay. But not only okay, to be successful in learning, you have to show some humility and think you don't know everything. And there's some good, it's a good question. Okay, so not every question has to be answered. Period, or doesn't have to be answered right away. And that's the Maisa with where Lot's daughters, where eventually the Mashiach came out of a May of Moab, that they admitted that they had, because they thought the world was coming to an end, even though it was wrong, but from that Moda ala Emes, in Yehuda and Tober, we see that's where the Malchus comes out of. Even though Boaz and Ruth came out, I think Ruth came out from incest, Boaz from a relationship of prostitution, nevertheless, that's where the kingship comes out. In fact, the same is Maisa with Yishai, David's father, who was one of the great tzaddikim, and the Navi went to him and said, let me see your kids. He brought all his kids, except the one, he said, you don't have any more? I said, yeah, but he's in the back taking care of the sheep, and he said, yeah, that's the one. So the Mefarshim tell it, because Yishai didn't even know it was his son and told them, because even though we have a drasha that you don't take anyone from Ammon or Moab, we have a tradition only applies to the men, not the women, but he wanted to be Machmir, so he stopped living with his wife and he took on a Pelegish or something, and then she went ahead like Tamar and she dressed herself up like the other woman, and when she became pregnant, he didn't know. He thought it was someone else's kid, not hers. Not his, until he didn't find out until later that David was his kid. So these are the two basic answers. One is there's a fundamental difference between a sin as a communal leader, as a king, as a president. So David sinned as his sin involved not listening, not doing his job as a melech. So therefore he got deposed. But David had a private sin, so therefore he has to do tshuva, but he didn't get thrown out. Or the other answer is no, all forget about public, private. Let's assume they're equal. It's everyone's going to sin. The question is, what do you do after you sin? So Shaul was in denial. He played the denial and blame game. And that's not the way for Jewish leadership. Well, David said, Chatasi, lo okim chatasi l'Hashem. David admitted it right away, and therefore he was able to do tshuva. And that's what we see throughout, that whether it's Yehuda and Tamar with Yishai, Rabbi Kiva Eger with Darashi, that in order to be modala emes, that takes gvura, to be admit to your mistakes and not to blame others. That's why it has the same words, I think Rafutna writes, that modem anachnu loch, modem, in order to have gratitude, you have to admit that you need someone else. You have to admit that you made something wrong. So therefore, modim and modim come from the same word, and that's the yisod. So either it's a public sin versus a private sin. Show at a public sin, I know, or show was in denial and blamed others. Hence, that's why he was not given another chance, while David HaMelech was.